Has anyone ever told you that you are full of energy? What exactly does that mean? How can our ideas of energy be applied scientifically to the world around us? Let's start with a typical day of activities. I'm up. I bet if I would just unplug that clock, it would lose some energy. Now, if only I could see the mirror. The bathroom sure is warm from all that hot water vapor. That sure does smell good. Breakfast is served. My food is hot, although it didn't directly touch a hot surface to become that way. All right. So Mom's ready to pull out of the driveway. I better hurry up before she leaves me.
Now, can anyone tell us what a picnic is?
I wonder what's going to happen in class today. The teacher sounds really excited about this lesson. Now let's look at all the situations again. The alarm clock was plugged into the wall and received electrical energy from the traveling current that helped to produce that annoying vibration known as sound energy. The hot water vapor was a result of heat energy because the temperature of water particles was increasing, causing the particles to move faster and faster and spread out more. The microwave warmed my food by way of radiation. My food didn't need to touch another hot surface to get warm. I did need to mix it up a little so that the heat from some parts would spread to other parts that weren't warm so well. The horn is sound energy again, while the car moving is called mechanical energy. The food I ate provided me with the chemical energy to run after the car and not get left at home. The vibrations from the teacher's voice are sound energy again, because air is matter. Sound could travel through that. If the teacher tried to talk in outer space, I wouldn't hear a thing because there's no air for sound to travel. Every sample event demonstrated one or more different types of energy. The law of conservation of energy states that energy, like matter, can't be created or destroyed. So that energy, I thought the alarm clock would lose if I unplugged it, would really just be stored. That's called potential energy. Energy that's not waiting but moving is kinetic energy. Can you guess what types of energy are potential energy, kinetic energy, or perhaps even both? Well, there are two things you should take away from this lesson: that there are different types of energy, and energy transforms from one to the next. And when someone tells you that you're full of energy again, tell them that they are definitely and scientifically right about that.